Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it's simple, simple, simple. Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. My friends in Toronto, my friends in Miami, my friends in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to be up in Seattle, Washington in a few weeks. Media for the Movement Tour. Going up to the University of Washington. Should be fun. I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa soon. Man, I'm just going all over the place. You can follow me online at JR Sport Brief as we talk about using media to be positive, to be inclusive. So I've done this work with Special Olympics, and also a thank you to Experian for helping to make the tour happen. You know, I'm utilizing what the hell I do for a living, talk about sports, to promote inclusivity. Something I believe in. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. Man, sports is amazing. You wouldn't be listening to a sports station if you didn't like sports. And so I'm sure you understand the power of it. And there's a lot of money that can be made. Man, I can't complain. I talk about sports for a living. But I think there's so much good that could be done in society as well. Using sports for good and healthcare. It's just so many different elements. So you can keep up with me on my Media for the Movement tour. Just follow me social media at JR Sport Brief. It's been an interesting night. We started off on, well, not necessarily Tom Brady, but Bill Belichick and his quarterback decision. We talked about Mike Evans, looked at the benching of Matt Ryan, and then we also had one of the great athletes here out of our country. Lindsey Vonn joined us, probably one of the best skiers that the world has ever seen. You may not be a huge fan of skiing, but I'm sure you're familiar with the name, and not just because of her celebrity and, you know, who she might have dated or been in a relationship with. She's very, very accomplished in her own right as a skier, and after retiring 3 years ago, she's also become very accomplished in the business world. And she's also utilizing a lot of her own experiences to help out other people. You know, you think people aren't dealing with certain things, and people are people. I say it all the time. And it sounds like a cliche because it is. Human beings are humans. And whether or not you have celebrity or money, it can exacerbate that. It can make things worse. And so if you missed our conversation with Lindsey Vonn, we talked about a lot. We went from the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson. She grew up in Colorado, so she's a Broncos fan. We talked about retirement and Tom Brady. We talked about Ben Simmons and his claim and his mental health issues. We talked about Brittany Griner and, got Lindsey's comments and thoughts on that. So if you missed the conversation, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And speaking of, or the honesty of Lindsey Vonn on her own mental health issues, this has been an ongoing situation over years. And for now, it seemingly has hit ahead, and that's Kanye West. Well, what the hell does he have to do with sports? Well, there's such an intersection in between, you know, music and sports. It's all entertainment. And you may not be familiar. Maybe you are, maybe you are not. Kanye West started something called Donda Sports, named after his late mother, Donda. Jaylen Brown, Boston Celtics star, just went to the NBA Finals. He was a part of Donda Sports. We also have Aaron Donald, one of the best NFL defensive players ever. He was a part of Donda Sports until today. They both released messages saying that they cannot, you know, participate with Kanye West and his endeavors, given his recent activity. Anti-Semitic remarks. He has said plenty of hateful things. He had a fashion show. Ruffling feathers, you can say, being provocative or just expressing his opinion, wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. He had Nazis who were supporting him on, I believe, the 405 in California. And so whether or not you think his words and expressions were a stroke of genius or just him being a provocative artist, he's hurting other people. He is hurting himself in the process. Man, I can look at his art over the past 20 years and I can applaud some of his art. It doesn't mean who and what he is in the best or greatest of standings. I certainly believe that there are, unfortunately, many developing issues that stand at the forefront. You know, when you want to insult the mother of your kids in a public setting, on Twitter of all places, that doesn't seem healthy to me. When you want to utilize hate speech, it doesn't seem healthy. He has problems. I don't think you have to be a doctor to figure that one out. You know, Ray Allen had some comments to actually, he posted today himself about Kanye West. And this is what Ray Allen had to say.
I see all the Kanye BS. Like, he's an idiot. I try my best to just kind of push positivity and encouragement to people in the world. And so we just have to be careful. You know, every time we pick up our phones, a lot of times, you know, we want to feel good and want to laugh and joke, but a lot of times we're seeing negative stories in our media. So we got to be careful, you know, who we're letting into our atmospheres, because it can become depressing with everything that's going on around the world. So when you guys see whoever you love, follow, it's great to admire people, look up to people, support people, but, you know, idolatry sometimes gets us all in trouble, because we see people from afar and you just, man, I admire them. And there's a lot of people that I admire, and mostly because I think, man, he's a good person, she's a good person, not because they do something well, like play a sport, or because of something that they put into some product. Like, I love good people. And I follow good people because they put good stuff into our atmosphere, into our world. So make sure you guys connect with good people and not people around us because they play a sport well or because of their shoe or their clothing line. Follow good people and listen to good people.
Yeah, we shared that comment, or we shared that clip last hour of Ray Allen. And, you know, I had one caller say, oh, my God, well, you're perpetuating this and you shouldn't have played this, or you should have edited that. No, uh-uh. It's called perspective. I agree with everything that Ray Allen just said, except for calling Kanye West an idiot. It's about painting a portrait as to what people believe and what people think. I would agree with everything that Ray Allen just said, except for calling him an idiot. And I think it's important for people to hear that, because I want people, and I think it's important for folks to see, this man probably has some big issues going on. And so it was only a few months ago that, you know, and this is not brand new. You know, every year or every now and then he says something wild, and it's kind of been forgiven. It's kind of like, oh, that's just him being him. Oh, well, he's insulting the mother of his kids. That's him being him. Or, oh, well, he said this crazy. Well, it's because he misses his mom. Well, I mean, how many deep dark holes can you go through? I've met the man once in my life, and this was at the onset and the start of his career. I know record label executives who have helped him and have actually signed him and given him a deal. And so this isn't the same dude who was out here 20, 25 years ago just trying to make it. He made it because of who he is, but through his experiences, things have gotten wild. And I want you to hear the comments made by Jaylen Brown when he decided to sign with Kanye West Donda Sports, which is very, very vague in and of itself as to what it is or was. Listen to this.
It's confirmed. It was time, you know, for me, like I said, anytime I'm making a life decision, I, you know, contemplate, I think about things deeply. And from what I want to do, the missions I want to get accomplished, it was the right decision. You know, people have concerns or critiques about et cetera. But in the world we live in, there's concerns and critiques about any and everything. I feel like this is a good moment for me in my particular life. And I'm excited to build and create and do things that I've always imagined I wanted to do on the court and off. So I think it's a beautiful collaboration, and I'm excited.
Yeah, months later, that ain't the case now, is it? After Kanye West is just dropped just hateful words, I mean, against fill in the blank, Jaylen Brown is like, I'm not a part of no Donda Sports. Aaron Donald, he's like, I'm not a part of this anymore. And that doesn't even count in the Adidas of the world, the Balenciagas, the Gaps, that are like, oh, I ain't dealing with that guy. That guy's bad for business. I'm out of here. We got a lot of callers here on the line, 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is here from Maryland. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, JR, what's going on, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I just got a question. So with him, I mean, who really cares? Like, that guy's going to make his money either way. He's worth $2 billion. Like, who cares?
Well, that's not wholly accurate. There are a lot of people who care. I mean, for someone who yourself, I guess, who doesn't care, you cared enough to call me up. The fact is his net worth is no longer $2 billion. This man has now, unfortunately, he's going to go broke now. He has a net worth, according to Forbes, of $400 million. Whether you know him or like him or don't care, he has massive cultural impact, not just here in the United States of America, but all across the world. Your kids, your nephew, your cousin, your brother, your cousin, your brother, your sister have likely been influenced either A, by his music, his artistry, artists that he's worked with, fashion. He has had massive impact. And so to say who cares, you do. You called me. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I want to first of all commend you for the work you do. I think you're right. I've been like you about using sports as a tool to generate positive, good things for people. I've been involved with Special Olympics for 30 years, and I see the value of how sports can translate. The PGA Golf Tour raises $25 million a year for charity. That's all positive stuff. I know that you're with me on the, you know, some of these callers say they don't care. Well, they should care because it makes a difference. People follow people. And you take a look at some guys that got hurt by this, and I actually looked this up. Some celebrities that really shot their mouth off that killed themselves financially, these guys were making more than 60% of their total income from endorsement deals. Look what's happened to Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong, and really high-profile people that basically, you know, were out of line and forgot where they came from. I think it's a disgrace, and I'm with you. I think you need to turn it into a very positive experience, but that's just a sidebar. The reason I called, I get my SEC news from you because you're in the middle of it, and I'm a big SEC guy. And I'm going to the Florida-Georgia game. I go there every year. Yeah, oh yeah. I got there.
You go to wait a minute. You go to Jacksonville every year?
I grew up in Jacksonville and played high school ball in Jacksonville and played for the Gators. So it's kind of a tradition. We all go down there for the game. But the reason I wanted your opinion on this, Georgia's a 22.5-point favorite, which I almost gagged on when I saw that in Vegas. 22.5 against Florida, which I think is a crazy line. But what I want to ask you, because you're in the middle of it in Atlanta, I want to get the take on Georgia because they're running the gauntlet in the next 4 weeks. And we're hopeful that they're looking ahead next week to Tennessee, and because you know, I'm sure they're not thinking the Gators.
Do I see? You're asking me if I see an upset against the Gators.
Well, I'm going to throw one other thing. Yes, that's one question. The other thing is
the next four
games for Georgia are Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Kentucky. Those are four really good opponents, and I'm asking you, do you really think? And the reason I brought this up. They say, oh, well, the Georgia isn't as good. I looked this up. You won't believe this. Of the top 100 NFL prospects, and they had 15 drafted last year.
Oh, my God.
The number one team in the country has Alabama with 9 of the top 100 prospects to be drafted in the 23 draft. Georgia's got 6. So they're not exactly hurting for talent when you got 6 more lined up in the top 100. 4 schools have 1/3 of the top 100 prospects. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's SEC country, and let me answer both of your questions here, as we got a lot of callers on the line. No, I don't believe Georgia is going to fall asleep at the wheel against Florida, unless they happen to be hanging out at that tailgate, of which I'm sure you're going to participate in, right?
I can't remember going to those anymore.
there's part of it. I've been there, but I actually remember every minute and every second. But I digress. At the same time, I'm not worried about Georgia. This is what I'm looking forward to. I think they'll handle the Gators. I want to see what they do against Tennessee next weekend, because that will be a real measuring stick as we move closer and closer towards the college football playoff. Georgia, barring some type of freakish disaster down here through the stretch, they're going to get into the playoff. And it's up to Tennessee to say, hey, we're no, you know, you-know-whats. And so I'm real interested to see what happens there. But when it comes to Jacksonville, man, enjoy the drinks. Enjoy a packed, what do they call that stadium now? TD Bank or whatever it is? TIAA?
Yeah, it's not the Gator Bowl anymore.
Yeah, and enjoy it down in Jacksonville, and try not to get too drunk, okay?
I'll be good. I'm okay. Hey, I hope you're wrong about looking past the Gators for Tennessee.
Okay, Rich, leave my Bulldogs alone, okay?
All right.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Rich, for calling from Chicago. Hey, Shep, have I ever told you about the world's largest cocktail party? Have I told you about that?
No, and I couldn't imagine you at the world's largest cocktail party. I didn't know that was your scene.
So it was, I don't know how many years ago this was, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago. I was invited. I didn't just say, hey, let me go down to Jacksonville to the Georgia Florida game and have a drink, but I was invited. And, they told me, hey, come on down, and it's the world's largest cocktail party, and come watch the game, and we'll show you around. I said, sure, why not? So I check into my hotel on a Friday, and I get a wristband upon checking in. I said, what the hell y'all giving me a wristband for? I'm just checking into the hotel. They said, no, it gets crazy out here over the weekend. So what you talking about? They said, well, somebody tried to throw an air conditioner out the window, and we got Florida and Georgia fans. They're trying to prank each other. And I'm like, what are we talking about here? And I said, I have to wear this band? They said, yeah, all weekend. I said, I'm not wearing this crap. And I didn't want to, and I had to get a new band every day. When I came downstairs on Saturday morning, it was already a party in the hotel lobby, outside the hotel, on the way to the football stadium. It was like the whole entire city decided to just turn up in a way that I've never seen in my life before. And it was just, it was a wild experience from, I'd say, about 6 a.m. until 6 a.m. the next day. And so if you are in Jacksonville and you're going out to the Florida-Georgia game, have fun and try to be safe in the process. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Going to get to more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
He's such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've been talking about Kanye, even his influence on sports, fashion. You got Aaron Donald and Jaylen Brown who are just like, oh, I'm not dealing with Kanye no more. I'm out. Before I get back to your calls, I need to do this. I need to let you know about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. It's proudly sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans and their families, their members. They are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And instead of looking at just a singular player, I'm going to look at a team. Because this team just blocked the living hell out of another team. Again, the defensive player of the week is the defensive team of the week, and it's the Houston Astros. They sweep the New York Yankees in four games to go back to the World Series for the fourth time in 6 years. And so why are they the defensive player of the week or team of the week? Because they blocked the Yankees again. 9-2 versus the Yankees this year. Block. They eliminated the Yankees for the fourth time in the past 8 seasons from the playoffs. Block. They kept the Yankees from the World Series for the first time in 13 years. Block. And by sweeping the Yankees, they've now lost their last 5 trips to the American League Championship Series.
Game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Dikembe Mutombo. No, 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 no. And all the best to Dikembe Mutombo as he recovers from his injury, his tumor. Yeah, Dikembe, now that's a great human being. Now that's a great human being. You will see Dikembe Mutombo walking around Atlanta, and nobody bothers him. They love him. Talk about using sports for good. Dikembe is the man. 855-212-4CBS. Huey is calling from Vegas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent.
So you know what, brother? I think this is a really interesting conversation. I love what you're trying to do with Kanye West. I understand you try to use your platform to raise awareness. And one thing about sports is statistics, numbers. Numbers don't lie. Right, JR? We agree about that when we talk about greatness. And back in with Kanye West, 22. 22 Grammys won, tied for the most by any hip-hop artist. You and I won't argue about how talented he is as a musician, right? The things that we really haven't covered is the fact that most Christian athletes, we'll take Steph Curry, for example, they either fly or they fold. We've seen Steph Curry within the past few years. He's kind of stepped back from his platform. He's very influential now. He was asked recently about being pro-life or pro-choice. And as a Christian, you know, most Christians, people that really read their Bible and know what God's word says, they're going to obviously be pro-life. Steph went the alternative route. He said, I don't want to have an opinion on it. But we see with Kanye West, he's been a little bit more opinionated. He's obviously known what he believes. He's tried to make his points clear to people, and it might offend some people. But when what he was saying, I think the actual comment that he made, if I can say this on air, I hope this doesn't offend anybody. We're just so everyone understands, because you said he said a lot of anti-Semitic remarks. I think what he said was, Huey,
without offending anyone, before we do that, I want to say, I want to give a precursor here, because there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people that want to talk and say something. So I'm not going to extend of you've been here now for already 2 minutes. I don't want to extend that into 10, because it sounds like that's where we can go. But I do want to allow you to speak. Now, having said that, there hasn't been one specific remark from Kanye West. This has been almost a two-week, three-week rant, and off and on, month-to-month type thing that is also extended into the
past.
Not
anti-Semitic, though. That hasn't been anti-Semitic. One anti-Semitic remark was the DEF CON 3 on Jews remark. That's what started this whole hellstorm, correct?
Yes, that is one major one, yes.
So I think that we need to,
of many.
Sure. No, I think that's the one, though, that's what started the whole media hellstorm. And, you know, I understand mainstream media goes this route.
Of many, but go ahead.
Okay. DEF CON 3 to the Jews. I think what Kanye elaborated on in his drink mix, and also, which, by the way, I think he himself said his net worth was $11 billion, not $2 billion or $400 million, just going by numbers.
Huey, what is, please, hit the point, please.
The point is that cancel culture is very relevant in the sports world as it is in the entertainment world. And what Kanye said was, when he said DEF CON 3 on the Jews, he met the media companies, i.e. Harvey Weinstein, that sexually exploitate minors. They take advantage of people. Human trafficking is big in Hollywood. He said this several times since these interviews.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, Huey.
He has a point with what he's saying. It's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Well, listen to my point, Huey. Because what I can't do here, which it would take probably a 48-hour dissertation, and I am not exaggerating, is to go through everything that has come out of this man's mouth and to dissect it. What I will tell you, without going line by line, like a producer, and saying he said this, and let's break down this, and let's compare this to what Steph Curry said this. I'm not talking about that. This is my ultimate. No, listen to me. I'm going to make a point, and maybe you missed it, okay? What is not appropriate, and this is not just a Kanye West thing. This is not a JR thing. This is not a Huey from Vegas. This is not a super producer, Dave Shepard. This is not Bob listening to me in Texas somewhere. What is not appropriate, what is not considerate, for any human being is to say something that can potentially cause harm to another human being. Okay? That is
I understand your point.
I'm glad you understand it, but I don't want you to think about what I just said. I don't want you to think you understand what I say.
I think Kanye West is trying to show the love of Christ most in his actions. He donates a lot
you
of money
don't,
to charity.
Well, we let never, me. We, well, that's well, I, that's fine. I'm glad
Kanye
you shared that.
Kanye about Donda Sports recently within the past 6 months.
I'm not interested. Did you hear what I said? I'm not interested in
but
what
interested
Kanye.
In
no, stop. So. Listen. You listening, Huey? Because I don't want
listening.
To.
Over 50% of African American women in New York are on their way to the abortion clinic rather than to give birth.
Huey.
That's a statistic. It's a fact.
Huey.
Kanye's upset.
Listen.
Do you blame him?
Huey, stop. Listen to me.
Did you
listen
what
to
I
what
said?
I said?
Not upset him?
Oh my God. Huey has a problem. I'm trying to actually have an intelligent conversation, but you can't have a conversation with someone who doesn't listen, because he's not getting the ultimate point here. He's probably still talking. Are you still talking? Or are you stopping?
I'm listening to you, brother. I just think you're holding the mainstream media.
Let me be honest with you here, and I'm allowing you to stay on because I think
Thank
it's
you.
Important for people to hear what I have to say about this. Okay,
you
can say whatever you want, and this is very easy for people to do. I have a platform. Wouldn't you say so? You called me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, stop. Listen. Oh, my God. When I turn off my microphone and walk out the studio, Man, there are so many places that I have been in life and been in the world that I can say, oh, I've been here. I've done this. I've done this. I've seen this. I've seen this. I've done this. I've done this. And I've done this. It is oh so simple to say the mainstream media. I boil things down very simple. Very, very simple. And I'm going to repeat this point because Huey wanted to bring up, and Huey's still here because I want him to hear me. Kanye West said this. Kanye West tried to say this. Kanye West, DEFCON. Kanye West, he's trying to talk about abortion and black mothers and this and that. Huey, I told you it would take 48 hours to go through everything that this man has said. Completely. It would take 48 hours. We don't have 48 hours. That's why I try to hit you with the main point. That's why I sit here. I get paid to have an opinion and to at least try to construct an intelligent point that is pointed, very direct. And so that's why I'm giving you a very blanket statement here. There isn't anyone, anybody on earth, and this is not a matter of going line item by line item. There isn't a human being on earth that should utilize their platform to potentially hurt other people. And if you've actually taken a listen to a lot of what has come out of his own mouth, there have been plenty of times he, like most people, imperfect, has contradicted himself or has apologized or has gone into places and had to say this or that. It's a wild situation. Listen to me again. Me, JR. This is not Kanye West. This is not Aaron Donald. This is not Jaylen Brown. You as a person, as a human being, should probably try to do your best to use your words to have a positive impact and influence on other people and not tear them down in the process. Nobody's perfect. Nothing is perfect as far as I know. People make mistakes, but a string of mistakes becomes a problem where they're no longer mistakes. It becomes where you need help. It's very simple. That's not the words of Kanye. It's not the words of Antonio Brown. It's not Aaron Donald. It's not Jaylen. That's the words of JR. If you can utilize your mouth for good, then do it. You don't have to hurt people in the process to try to convey a message. Do words hurt? Yes. Does the truth hurt? Yes. But there's a way to do things with tact and with respect where you can help out society instead of hurting other people in a way.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming through at the top of the hour to take you the rest of the way. What a show that it's been. We had one of the greatest skiers of all time, Lindsey Vonn. She came through and joined us using her own personal experiences to try to help others. Something I think maybe a lot of people listening to me can certainly understand. Insomnia, talked about depression, applied that into some other aspects of sports that we discussed, looking at figures like Ben Simmons, and we talked about her retirement. It was only 3 years ago that she decided to retire from competitive ski racing, 2019. We talked about stepping away, Tom Brady. We looked at her favorite football team, the Denver Broncos. If you missed that conversation with Lindsey, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then as we talk about mental health, and it's something that has cropped up, it crops up intermittently here in the world of sports. We hear it so frequently right now. You know, it seemed like a massive shock after Ron Artest, you know, won a championship with the Lakers, and one of the first people that he thanked publicly, live on television, was his therapist. Someone who he sat down and talked to about his problems, his performance, his perspective, and he gave them a whole lot of credit in putting him in a position to at least contribute to a championship team. And we hear it more so often now with the Naomi Osakas of the world and the Simone Biles and even Ben Simmons. And in Ben Simmons' case, some of that is his own doing. In some cases, maybe it is for more people. We're imperfect beings, as far as I know. And so we talked about Kanye West, and we took a look at what took place today, a string of events just by Kanye West over the past several weeks, over the past several months, whether it is issues surrounding African Americans and his comments and thoughts there, and going out to Paris Fashion Week and wearing a White Lives Matter shirt, being provocative, whether it's his comments, anti-Semitic. Now, his sports agency, which is as scant as far as I'm concerned, but did have some big names. Aaron Donald, a part of Donda Sports, Kanye's agency, no longer there as of today. Same thing with Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. He just joined a few months ago. Both of them did, and now they're gone. And so Kanye's recent comments were obviously the straw that broke the camel's back, where you have your Adidas, your Balenciagas, your Gaps of the world, your Def Jams, your CAAs, which say, okay, no mas. And I want to be clear here. I think we all know this because we're human beings. I think most of us have a certain level of intelligence. Like, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Kanye West is entitled to his own opinion about every and anything that he wants. He can have one. You know, one of our callers, and I said it's impossible to go line by line over every comment that this man has said over the past several weeks, days, months, or years. It would take forever to go through it. You know, he brought up a comment about, you know, Kanye West's opinion on abortion. It's like, okay, yeah, sure, he's entitled to that. Okay, he can have an opinion on a White Lives Matter shirt. He can. You know what they say about opinions? They're like, you know what? I have opinions. I'm paid to have them and sit here. And I'm sure that you would agree with some of the things I say. Maybe never. And maybe you never agree with what I say. Maybe you always do. I would hope not. I don't think there's a human being alive that I've taken a listen to, that I've watched, that I've gone, oh, man, I agree with everything that's said. That's the beauty of being human. We can all have our opinions, whether they're informed, whether they're misinformed. We're entitled to our right. But where I think the line is drawn is when your opinions, when you express them in such a way that you cause potential harm to other people. I don't think that's difficult to comprehend. You can express yourself, but it's about knowing how to express yourself where you don't put other people in harm's way. There is nothing wrong with controversial dialogue. There's nothing wrong with disagreements. There's nothing wrong with, you know, causing people to think. But there is something wrong when your words can put people in a danger zone. And unfortunately, that's something that has taken place. And you also have to be cognizant of, and Ray Allen said this, who's delivering these messages? Where are they coming from? You know, it's about having proper perspective. I can listen to anyone, and I can listen to a point from Kanye West. But do I want to take seriously the point of someone who is insulting the mother of his kids on Twitter? Do I want to take seriously the opinion of someone who says, oh, yeah, Antonio Brown, him. That's the guy I want running my company. You know, sometimes you have to look at the messenger, and you have to look at the big picture. You have to be able to say, whoa, what's the whole canvas look like? And who's out here painting the strokes? And so I encourage you, keep that in mind. You know, because there's a borderline between, oh, you can say what you want and you can express yourself and, yeah, you ruffle feathers and, you know, everybody is so soft and everybody's so sensitive. There's a thin line between that and just hate speech and not being considerate and not being thoughtful. and not actually taking the time to realize how can you say something that is constructive? And I'm certainly someone who understands being abrasive. I certainly am someone who understands being grating and trying to deliver a message. And sometimes it's necessary, but not when you put other people, I'll say it again, in a dangerous place where you encourage hate, because that doesn't just become, oh, this is freedom of speech. That becomes hate speech. And people who don't know any better, people who follow anybody in anything, will take those opportunities and just try to start fires. And it's a very, very dangerous thing. And we know the world is full of hypocrites. And we know the world is full of unjusts and oh, well, why does this matter? But this doesn't matter. And now people care when they didn't care before. We know the world is full of that. But if you have to look at it from the top down, it's real simple. Be cognizant of what you say. Is it constructive? Is it hurtful? Is it painful? Is it hateful? It's really that damn simple. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, I want to thank you once again for I don't know how many shows, but for another amazing one, man. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, JR. And you're not looking for this, but I'm gonna say this anyway. There are too many hosts that would shy away from this. You hit this head on, and I think thousands, if not hundreds, I would say tens of thousands, if I had to really adequately suggest properly, learned a lot about what you just expressed and what you conveyed. So I really appreciate you taking this head on and just being so forthright and open minded about this topic. And I know it's a little controversial. We know that, and I know it hits home because Kanye is such a special human being in his art. But I just appreciate you handling this so maturely and speaking so eloquently on this throughout.
Yeah, you know, I get it. There are a lot of listeners here. Turn on a radio, turn on a television. There's so many voices. Me, one of many, where things get sucked up as, oh, mainstream media. Turn on the radio, CBS, JR, mainstream media. Listen, you catch me outside, ain't no mainstream nothing. I'm JR here. And I'm fortunate enough that no one at any point in time has ever influenced me to say or do anything. And so, Shep, I appreciate you. I appreciate all the listeners here. If you missed our conversation with Lindsey Vonn, you can go ahead. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be sharing content as well at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. We'll be back with you tomorrow, a new top six list. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Thank you, Chef. Thank you, everybody.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.